First, this week we heard about a massive merger in the media industry. New Media Investment Group, which controls Gatehouse Media, is acquiring Gannett. Gannett owns USA Today and more than 100 other publications nationally. The roughly $1.4 billion deal could have some impacts in Wisconsin as well. Gannett owns 11 papers here, including the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. For more on this, we brought in Mike Wagner. He's a professor in the UW-Madison School of Journalism and Mass Communication. Mike, great to have you back.
It's good to be here.
What is going to be the combined scope of this new company once the merger is finalized?
A huge media company that will control well over 260 daily newspapers and maybe thousands of weekly papers, at least in the beginning, around the country. Gatehouse has a long history of consolidating weeklies into smaller papers or making them, taking a bunch and making them into a couple. In Massachusetts, I think they when they took over some papers there, they had maybe 50 weeklies and then brought it down to 18. So I think we should probably expect an enormous company that will consolidate in some areas, especially starting with weeklies and then by making newsrooms smaller across the places that they own.
And where in the media constellation size-wise will this merged company be?
Oh, it will dwarf the other newspaper companies by a factor of three or four, I think, in terms of, I think McClatchy will kind of be the next largest group. And now there will probably be pressure on them to think about merging with other folks in the top four or five of large newspaper owning chains around the country. And so this one will be big, and there will be pressure on other big ones to get even larger.
And in the lead up to this merger being approved, was there concern that it was going to be such a behemoth in the field?
Well, I think there's still some open questions that the Department of Justice will have to think about in terms of monopolies and in terms of kind of the regional clustering of all of the different papers that these two organizations own that now will be under one umbrella. And so I think there are some open questions that I think are unlikely to stop the merger from gaining approval from the federal authorities, but maybe thorny issues that they at least haven't seen before when engaging in a merger of this scope.
What do we know about the usual way that Gannett and Gatehouse go about reforming and putting together different resources when they do take over other outlets?
Well, on the one hand, there's some evidence in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, that the paper is often allowed to maintain some of the things that they are most well known for. The investigative work at the Journal Sentinel, I think, has remained strong since Gannett took over the Journal Sentinel a few years back. The editor of the Journal Sentinel has spoken positively about living under that ownership and has spoken positively about what's likely to come. So there are examples of newspapers getting to maintain some of what made them an attractive thing to buy in the first place. But it's almost certainly the case that newsrooms will get smaller and that the bottom line will become more important. Oftentimes, and historically, newspapers and media organizations, broadcast television, have often been loss leaders. They've been prestigious things to own because of the important role of providing information to citizens in a democracy. When large corporations take over newspapers, that mission is less important historically than the bottom line. And we see that in terms of laying off reporters, buying out reporters, spending less on resources, having reporters do more with fewer resources, having fewer editors and copy editors and things like that. So it's likely that there will be reductions in newsrooms. It's likely that some newspapers may end up folding or getting merged with others, especially weeklies. And it'll probably also, in some ways, change the shape of what the actual coverage and the quality of that coverage looks like.
We're talking with Mike Wagner right now. He's a professor in the UW-Madison School of Journalism and Mass Communication. We're talking about the merger between Gannett and Gatehouse, which will affect at least 11 newspapers in Wisconsin. And Mike, let's talk both about what we know about Gatehouse in other situations, but also in general when mergers have happened. When those editors and copy editors get moved maybe to a regional hub, mm-hmm. What happens to local coverage? Do we see any impact?
We do. Research, I think most notably from Johanna Dunaway at Texas A&M, has found that when these kinds of mergers happen, the larger the company that owns the newspaper, the more likely that newspaper engages in coverage that is more focused on conflict, less focused on policy, and more negative in tone. And so the readers then read about a political world that has more conflict, is more negative, and is less policy-oriented. And so that can have ripple effects regarding how people perceive the state of democracy, how they think about political disputes in their own backyard. It also often means that coverage gets nationalized. There are fewer reporters to do the local hard work of local journalism and state journalism. And so it's a contributor to the increasing nationalization of U.S. politics more generally.
Do we know whether readers stay with those publications if they aren't able to get coverage and positive coverage about their local area?
Some do and some don't. Some people always want to have the local paper because they know it's the best conduit to know what's going on broadly in their community. They can carry it with them throughout the day. They can go back and check it online. It's always a great source of information. I say always, that's probably a little too strong. Some papers have been reduced to the point where they just aren't able to provide the kind of coverage they would prefer. Not all readers stay with them, and people like quality journalism, but people also like conflict. And so some are drawn to more conflictual stories. Some are drawn to the more wide-ranging, comprehensive, complete, and more democratically healthy kind of work.
So this merger is with New Media Investment Group, which owns Gatehouse Media, acquiring Gannett. Just the fact that it is owned by this larger umbrella investment group indicates, as you were saying earlier, that there's a need to make a profit or to at least minimize losses.
Yeah.
What does that mean for the future of for-profit journalism when it is harder and harder to make a profit because the print ad sales are going down, digital is not keeping up? Is there a way to stop the losses here?
Well, I think one way to stop the losses would be for large companies' boards to demand less profit and say, we're okay with doing a little less well on the financial bottom line to do a better job of journalism. That's a less likely outcome, I think, to be frank. And so other things include growing subscriber bases digitally. A lot of newspapers are working hard to do that and realizing that advertising, which has been the traditional funder of successful bottom lines, is less likely to be the future of keeping these papers healthy. And so subscriber bases and also expanding the range of things they do. And so now a newspaper is often well known for video online and podcasts and public events. And, you know, so, for example, think of the Capital Times here in Madison, where they have the Cap Times, you know, talk. They have the festival every fall. They have lots of podcasts on their site. The Journal Sentinel has a lot of video now that they do. All the local papers basically do those sorts of things now. And so it's changing the nature of what they do, but it's also forcing that reporter to not just write the story, but then do the video and the tweets and the Facebook post and, you know, responding to readers on Twitter and all of that kind of thing.
What would you say that local news consumers can do or should do to support the kind of journalism that really speaks to their individual lives and their communities' lives?
Step one is subscribe. Subscribe to local newspapers. Use their digital footprints. Let the reporters and editors and owners of those papers know what you like and don't like about what they're doing. Interact with them online. But I would say first subscribe, then read, and then share that information with others. I think those are probably the most important things that any one person could do.
Well, Mike, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Mike Wagner is a professor of journalism and mass communication at UW-Madison. We talked with him about the merging of media giants Gatehouse and Gannett and the possible impact here in Wisconsin, where Gannett owns 11 newspapers. And you can tell us what you appreciate about your local media by tweeting us at Central Time WPR. Do you subscribe to a local paper? Do you visit their website online? Do you get alerts through Facebook or other social media? What do you feel like you would lose if you didn't have journalists covering your local community? Again, you can tweet us at WPR at Central Time WPR, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org.